Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Still Life by Joy Fielding, performed by Kimberly Dakin. To all the truly wonderful women in my life. Chapter 1. Less than an hour before the car slammed into her at a speed of almost 50 miles an hour, throwing her 10 feet into the air, breaking nearly every bone in her body, and cracking her head against the hard concrete, Casey Marshall was sitting in the elegant, narrow dining room of Southwark, one of South Philadelphia's more popular white tablecloth restaurants, finishing lunch with her two closest friends and stealing glances at the beautiful, secluded courtyard behind their heads. She was wondering how long the unnaturally warm March weather was going to last, whether she'd have time to go for a run before her next appointment, and whether she should tell Janine the truth about what she really thought of her latest haircut. She'd already lied and said she liked it. Casey smiled at the thought of an early spring and allowed her gaze to drift over her right shoulder, past the luminous still-life painting of a bouquet of enormous pink peonies by Tony Sherman, and toward the magnificent mahogany bar that was the centerpiece of the restaurant's front room.
"You hate it, don't you?" she heard Janine say.
"The painting?" Casey asked, although she doubted Janine had even noticed it. Janine regularly boasted she was oblivious to her surroundings. Having said that, she always seemed to select only the finest, most expensive places for them to have lunch. "I think it's fabulous."
"My hair. You think it's awful."